So I guess I met the qualification. Well, I'm sure we each have appreciated the work that the speakers have put into their talks, and we certainly have had a wonderful 2 days of blessed messages. But I know each of us are different individuals. What hits me home in my heart will pass right by somebody else. And of course, this is what this meeting is all about. We would like to hear from you what hits you right in your heart. Jan, many, many years ago, and I think I was hard of hearing in those days, but I had trouble with speakers that had accents. I couldn't understand. And she used to harp on me, get one good point and apply it to your life. Just one good point, you know. And that's what we try to do with our speakers. We get those good points and we apply them to our lives and try to live our lives better in serving our Heavenly Father. So who'd like to be the first one to give us an echo on what you thought was your special talk? And if I don't get volunteers, you'll volunteer like I did. Go ahead, Ruth.
I really enjoyed this convention very much, and the talks have been helpful, but I especially like that on prayer, and that at any time God is always ready to listen to us, and so that's, I guess that's a real favorite with me, but I have enjoyed all the others too, and it's been nice being with you all, and I love you all very much.
Thank you. It seems like every convention or so many talks over the last year have been on prayer. Everyone has been different. But it shows that it's something that's very, very close to our hearts and is very important to each one of us. I know I complain about my prayer life and the amount of time I spend, and it's wonderful to get the hints and the thoughts on prayer. Someone else? Yes.
Not that I know of. Am I okay? Well, I'm very grateful for this weekend's convention and for the privilege of being here together. It's dawned on me clearly again how precious our time is together and how unlike anything in the world, how far our worldly associations come from measuring up to what we have here. And I appreciate it very much. I appreciate God calling us out of darkness into this wonderful light, and I appreciate the Sacramento class for putting on this convention and for having this facility for us to meet together with all provisions for our comfort, spiritual and natural. And I appreciate the faces of the brethren and the love that we've shared this weekend and the messages that we've gotten from the platform. In the night, I was able to think of the discourses on Friday night and Saturday, and for one of the first times I was able to remember each of the discourses and some points of each one. And normally I have to look at my book to do that, at my notes. So I was very grateful for the Lord granting me the kind of that little ability, but I do appreciate it. One of the points that I remember that I think I will carry with me is if you're going to worry, don't pray, and if you're going to pray, don't worry. And I think that that's really one of the things that we need to remember, that if we're going to pray about something, then we let it go and we leave it in God's hands instead of picking it right up again and worrying about it all over. And that's the natural tendency, I think. And I did think that we had heard it once before from Brother Bruce. I guess that was back at the Dawn, when he said that as the Zionist organization came together, there were 206 members that signed whatever paper it was to affirm their dedication to establishing the nation of Israel again, and that in Ezekiel, there, where it spoke of the bones coming together, that there were 206 bones. And that really is, that's wonderful to think of God's anticipating and knowing this ahead of time, and it's just affirmation of his all-knowing power. So anyway, I'm very grateful to be with each of you, and I love you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Donna and Alan have been trying to convince us that the shortest way between Phoenix and Michigan is through Boise. I don't know, until I get my maps out, but something about a convention. Do we have another?
I hope I can get my thoughts together, but being in the truth 45 years, and I've learned something at this convention that I didn't know. I'm still confused. We're going to have Margaret's staying over, so we'll have some studies tomorrow. Maybe I can get my head on straight about it. But one of the things that I just talked to Leo, and I learned something from him that I have a deeper appreciation and understanding of, is that we were talking about called and chosen, and I had brought up the scripture that talks about Paul. He was chosen from his mother's womb. And he emphasized very greatly, very nicely, and I wish I had the brain power to repeat it verbatim, but God is looking for somebody who has faith. And in the beginning of this convention, those were the thoughts that were brought out about being faith, about faith and about being faithful. And there was a scripture that was brought out about we have not yet resisted unto blood. And when I was immersed in Los Angeles, after I was immersed out there in the lobby, if those of you who remember the Unitarian Church where they met, the big long lobby, and Brother Gary and some other brother was talking about that we are going to have some trials and we may be, you know, talking. And I thought, good night, what have I got myself into? I saw myself being thrown to the lions, is resisted unto blood. And it was from Brother Woodworth that I learned that what it meant. It was brought out today. But I really am happy, and I just love learning. And you can hear the same thing over and over, and then all of a sudden you get a deeper understanding of it. And I just am thankful for the brethren coming here. And of course, as it's been brought out, it's the brethren who make a convention. But Lord bless you all, and I appreciate your being here.
It may be the brethren that make the convention, but we know all the work you people here have done in the background, and we thank you. Yes.
I'm your sister Jeanette Kwiatkowski of the Orlando class, Orlando, Florida, and I just would like to say it's wonderful to be here with all of you again at this convention. I didn't testify, so I would feel amiss if I did not bring the love of my children, Vicki and Michael in Orlando, and Ricky and Giselle. And the convention actually started for me when Ed and Imogene Bleachers, my sister and her husband, picked Ann and I up to take us to the airport, where we met up with Hazel in Atlanta. And then we three flew on in here and began to get our hearts and our minds centered on your dear ones here and being with you at the feet of Jesus and learning of him at this convention. And I must say, too, that the usually your cake has the icing after, but to me the cake is a convention, but I had the icing before, and that was walking into Brother Al and Sister Betty's home once again, and for hours sitting together around the table and discussing Bible truths. To me, that is the icing of this convention, and I wanted to share that with you all. This convention has been a wonderful, wonderful blessing. I needed it. The Lord knew I needed it, and it's grateful to be here. The talks, I can't single out of one. From the time we are here, we are still here, to Amazing Grace, they were all wonderful. I do want to say, though, that Brother Walter's on prayer, if our prayers are faithless, they will be fruitless. So I do want to forever get that in my mind also, that when we go to the Lord in prayer, we go boldly, with full confidence, to His throne, and therefore we receive this grace. And we must have that faith. The many notes that I have, I try to get, just like you said, one thing in my mind of each talk. And I had them there, but it would take too long to bring them out. But it is important. We go away, we said it's great to be here. And we're on a mountaintop, and we rejoice, but we have got to put in practice what we have learned. So I do want you to pray for me that I will do this. And I am grateful for each of you. I was thinking of the amazing grace of the Lord's call and how each of you, how we rejoice in the body members of Christ together and how we are in this race course together. So I love you all, and I want this chance to tell you so. And to that, I do pray for you and ask you to pray for me.
Thank you. What sister was it that always got up and said, "This is the best convention I've ever been to"? That's the one. That popped in my mind when you said that. Always, "This is the best convention I've ever been to."
Long enough for me to say it. And first, I'll say I'm glad to see you up there. I'm very thankful for Don and Janice to bring me along with them. We had sweet fellowship on the way. And the talks, I'm going to say that it is the best convention ever. Sacramento, and we've been to a number of them, because the truth hasn't changed. God hasn't changed. And the talks all brought out the things that we need to do and to be faithful. And we're still here. And all these things, it's a great encouragement to just keep on keeping on. And the Lord will fulfill all His good promises. And there's nothing better that we can rejoice in. So we are rejoicing. Very thankful for the blessings. And I'll say again with Sister Gertie Wood, Goldie Wood, that this is, as far as I'm concerned, that the conventions of Sacramento are getting better and better, and this is the best yet. And the Lord bless us all.
Thank you, Dad. Someone else. Hazel.
I was up once, but I didn't say very much. And I even forgot to thank my Heavenly Father that I'm here. And I'm so grateful to know that our Heavenly Father is with us in this battle that we are in. And I learned that, of course, to obey is better than sacrifice. And without obedience, it is absolutely essential for reaching our goal. And there we come with prayer again. Prayer is the vital breath of our Christian life. And the prayer brings us into the presence of our Heavenly Father. And we keep on praying, no matter whether we get the answer or like the answer, we keep on praying. And I love the picture of the earthly kingdom, true justice, true equity, restoring the earth to its former Edenic condition, and God will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And that is a wonderful prospect. And this was a wonderful convention, and I'm very grateful to be here. And the fellowship, of course, is always wonderful because the brethren are wonderful. And the truth was spoken here, And that's why we come. I'm very grateful.
Thank you. It's just a reminder, we only had one testimony meeting the whole convention. So if you want to work in a testimony, please do.
Brother, Ann Pinsley from Orlando, Florida, and I do want to bring the love of and do greetings from the brethren in Orlando, and they all sent their special love. And I'm thankful to be here and enjoying the convention. I really appreciate all the discourses, and I thought there was many good lessons, and I'm looking forward to tapes that so I can go over them again. And I'm just thankful for being with Tom, Tammy, and Cody, and then, of course, Jim and Fern Freer at the home of Tom and Tammy's. And it's been a real blessing for me. And I just appreciate everything that the class and all the brethren have done to put on this convention. It's been wonderful. And I think it's the biggest one that I've seen here this year, and I'm just thankful for all the blessings that I receive. Love each and every one, and ask an interest in your prayers that I would be more faithful, and remember all of you in my prayers. Thank you.
Thank you, Ann. Wait. She says she's from Florida. Don't believe her. It's funny when you've known people for years and years and they were back in Detroit with you, you know, years ago. They're always from Detroit. They're not from Orlando or Grand Rapids or something. They're still with Walter and Vera in Detroit. And I don't know why you've got them scattered out all over the world, but
I'm old and I'm going to sit still, if I may. I want to bring the love of Sister Lois Smith in our class, and Sister Hazel Parker, and I can't think of the other one's name, up in the hills in California. They wanted their love brought to you. And so I just want to say that I get really hungry for the brethren that I have known for so long, and they're here and some other places, so I just felt that I must get here. But I had all sorts of objections to what might be a reason that I shouldn't come. And a little angel in Los Angeles called me, and she persuaded me that everything would be all right. And I'm here. And I have thoroughly enjoyed every bit of it. It's so good to see the brethren that you have known for so many years. And I enjoyed all the discourses. They were very, very profitable, and I need all that I can get that is profitable. I don't want something that is not going to profit me. So, I have mentioned this to several of you, but it's such a beautiful one. I'm going to give it to you, if I may. It's in Isaiah 57, 1 and 2. And this is the Rotherham translation. The righteous are swept away before the onset of evil. But they enter into peace. They have run a straight course and rest in their last beds. And I think that's very beautiful. And I'm surely looking forward to that. And I ask an interest in your prayers, because I do want to mature into that character likeness of my Heavenly Father and my Lord Jesus. And I do look forward to being a part of his divine family beyond the veil, seeing my Lord and my Father as they are. And this is my heart's desire.
Thank you very much. You want to hand it up to Homer right there?
Well, brethren, we are very, very happy to be here in Sacramento for our maiden visit. And I have to say that Sister Beverly's not here because she's packing. Seems that it was well worth it. We got up, I guess, on Friday morning, not realizing that this was something special about President's Weekend, okay? And we began by finding that our usual favorite seats in the airport or in the airline you know, we're all filled because I guess we were lucky to get here. But at any rate, that first day of the convention, we were up for 21 hours before we went to bed, but we enjoyed all of that we heard here and was well worth it. I'm not even going to single out any of the discourses. I'm going to make a special point of talking about the arrangements that the brethren from Sacramento made in terms of having those lengthy fellowship periods between lunch and supper. Excellent, excellent. I am very, very thankful that we got to meet some brethren that we didn't know before, which was very, very nice, and we're able to exchange some thoughts along various lines and to get to know each other. It's good to know your brethren wherever they are. Glad that our daughter and son-in-law were able to make this trip and participate and get a blessing from coming out to California for the weekend, and it's something that they will treasure, and I'm sure that when we get back, we'll be able to talk about the discourses which they missed. And of course, I do always order the tapes. One other comment about the discourses, I heard a lot of things that were very, very stimulating, and I appreciate that. You know, one of the things about making discourses yourself when you're assigned to do that is that we have a great reservoir. You know, if you do not believe that your brethren have something to stimulate your thinking, then you're going to miss out on the value of the collective study which they have. I want to let you know that I have somewhere around 1,600 tapes of discourses that I've heard in various places, and I always have a file. So, and I have a pretty good memory of where I heard something, and so a lot of times when I'm thinking, well, what did Brother so-and-so say along this line? And so it sort of helps me personally. So I want to thank all of the brethren who participated in making this convention so wonderful, and again to thank the host class, Sacramento, for greeting us. And I have to say something else. We don't usually talk about the food, the temporal food, because you're not supposed to talk about that. You're only supposed to talk about the spiritual food. But the temporal food was excellent, excellent. So I guess you picked the right location this year. Finally, when Brother Al said that, you know, the 5 o'clock bus is all is all booked up, we're not going to take the 5 o'clock bus tomorrow. We're going to take the 4 a.m. bus. We're glad that we got that one, but at any rate, it was a choice of either taking the 4 a.m. bus or probably missing our plane, so you think about us when you're in dreamland. We love you. Thank you for inviting us. It's been a blessed convention.
Really expecting all of you to Orlando in 2 weeks to our convention. The Florida Convention would love to see each and every one of you there. First weekend in March.
You remember that at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning now. It's a spiritual, no, Homer. Do we have another one? Do we have another, Myron?
Well, Brother Don, dear friends, Marge and I are really glad to be here this weekend, too. And we talk about threads kind of flowing through many of the discourses. It seems like we heard about the kingdom this weekend and the preparation of the Lord's people in anticipation of that wonderful time that we pray for every day. One of the things that'll stick in my mind was getting to hear Brother Leo's discourse twice. Now, that's pretty good. You have a discourse twice in one day. But I was asked to take a session with the teenagers today, and we had an hour from 11 till 12, and I said, what am I going to do from 11 till 12? And then I looked at the program and said, well, gee, that's the theme discourse. You know, I'd really like to listen to the theme discourse. So for the first 15 minutes, we went back in the room, and I said, I have some questions that I want to ask you, and I want you to answer them, but you have to get the answers from Brother Leo. And we went through the scripture from Isaiah 11:9, and I pulled 5 questions out for them. And I said, first of all, I want you to write this scripture down. So they wrote it down on the top of their page. And then I just went through and I said, I want you to answer these questions for me. I want you to tell me who's talking here. Who's talking in this verse? And I want you to tell me who's what the holy mountain is that they're talking about. What is that holy mountain? And then I want you to tell me who's hurting it now. How is it being hurt right now? And then when is it going to be fulfilled? This is a wonderful scripture. When's that going to be fulfilled, and how is it going to be accomplished? And I told them, you listen to Brother Post. He'll tell you that. And Brother Lee, I want to thank you right now for answering all the questions, first of all. I knew you would. And then after lunch, Sister Catherine and I sat down with them for another hour, and we actually went overtime answering the questions. So we had the lessons of the theme discourse impressed on us twice. Sister Catherine and I both had that opportunity. So I want to thank Brother Leo. We also want to thank the Sacramento class here. We very much enjoy the hospitality, especially I'm glad Jonathan and Catherine just walked in. We want to thank them for their hospitality. We always enjoy being with them. And we love you all very much, and we thank you all for your fellowship and your love, and look forward to the next time we can be together.
Byron didn't say anything, but he has some more of those tests to pass out for everybody to take, too, before you leave. That's great. That's wonderful to tie the two together like that. That's great. Do we have... Here's Brother Post over here.
I'm Leo Post from New York, and I want to raise my voice in thanksgiving to my Heavenly Father for making it possible for both Aunt Truth and myself to be out here at this convention. It's been a great blessing, no doubt about it. We receive such good admonitions from every one of the talks. It started Friday night with Ken Furnett's reminding us that the Lord is still seeking a people for His name. And we know that's true out there at the dawn, because we do get these inquiries, and there are people that are getting serious. And there's a man that called from Louisville, Kentucky. He had just seen the television program on The Truth About Hell, and he wanted the booklet. But he wanted it to be sent to Jerusalem, because that's where he came from. And he was telling me over the phone that he has a ministry out there for people who come to visit the nation of Israel, and he is trying to give them a background of the Bible, and he's so impressed with what he heard about The Truth About Hell that he wants to get acquainted with our literature and get our literature and start disseminating it. So we've got somebody who's going to distribute the word of truth out there in Jerusalem, all through this television program in Louisville. And so what was a real blessing to me afterwards is that we had fellowship, and we're talking about some of the things that Ken Furnett's mentioned in this talk, and it was a great blessing to me to have that fellowship the next day. We had a blessing from all the talks. Byron's talk on Naaman and the leprosy of sin, and how completeness of consecration is important, how the Lord has cured us from this leprosy of sin. Well, how grateful we can be for that. And we got better acquainted with Titus and Timothy through Alan Allard's talk. And you know, it's a strange thing that Luke, who was a fellow Greek of Titus, fellow Gentile, he doesn't mention Titus once in the book of Acts. And yet, that's how probably Titus was found, when Paul went out on his first journey and found him on the island of Crete, I think. Anyhow, he was very well used by the Lord, and such a blessing to Paul. And it was good to get that insight into his character. And we had a reminder of how the great work that God is doing of sanctification in us by our brother Homer Montague. And it is a most wonderful work, and how grateful we are that He is setting us apart for this mission that we have. And then when David talked about Israel, I had just written to somebody about a matter, And I was quoting from the Ezekiel, the 36th chapter, so all of this was kind of a reminder to me of the things that I had just gone over, and I was very thoroughly refreshed. And I told Carlton that his talk on Saul was so, it was excellent. I've always thought of Saul as being a personification of the adversary pursuing David as a personification of our Lord Jesus. But this other thing that he brought out was very, very good. I like the idea of the change of character. Of course, that's what happened to Lucifer in the first place. He was a bright, shining one, and then he just turned around completely. And then we had this wonderful lesson on prayer by our brother Walter this morning. I appreciated that very much. I heard it once before, but it was good to hear it again. And that's how it is with many talks. When you hear them before, they're good to hear again. And you get new pointers and new stimulation. Oh, he wasn't afraid to say, you know, that some people have taken a stand to say who the Lord hears and who he doesn't hear. And that's, of course, the Lord's business. I'm glad he brought that out. That's an important point. And then we had our dear brother Mike Balko telling us about how we should be faithful unto death and following our Lord Jesus, and to be faithful unto that as our high priest, being trained for the priesthood in this way. And then Bob's talk. Well, I'm glad he brought out this thing about Isaac, that there was no deception, really. Even though it seemed that way, I always have thought that Isaac should have known about the fact that Esau had sold his birthright. He must have. The Bible doesn't say whether he knew or not, but I think that he must have known. He just forgot with old age, like we all do with old age. But that was a good lesson that we had from Bob. And I just feel that I've been reloaded completely to continue on, to go back out. And although I don't face the world like I used to, yet we do come in contact with them here and there. And well, we're ready to go back and work and have our experiences, whatever they may be. And we're thankful to the Lord that he has given us this stimulation by this convention. And we praise his name for that. Thank you, and may the Lord bless each and every one.
Thank you, Brother Leo. And thank you for all the work you and your bride do back there for us. That's marvelous. And the word that you get out.
Dear Brother Don and friends, I can't tell you. I just can't tell you how much this convention has meant all the way through, from the time I walked in the door, from the time Brother Comey met me at the airport. It's been nothing but blessings, and I needed the encouragement and the strengthening and the admonitions and the love that's been so generously given here. I wish I could just say amen to Leo's echo, because it was exactly what I have been feeling. And the talks have been excellent, and the encouragement and the admonitions for steadfastness and for allowing whatever comes in your life to leave with the Lord and to be encouraged that his love will prevail, and that whatever the world dishes out, the Lord has a much better dessert. And I just am so thankful for each one of you, those I've known a long time and those that are new to me. And when I come in and see your faces, I already am blessed before anybody says a word. So you can imagine how full I am this evening. I especially want to thank Betty and Al for the times we've had around that table this weekend at their house, and for the love that is so given freely here by all of the Sacramento brethren. It's a joy and a real privilege, and I thank God for every one of you. I ask an interest in your prayers as I remember you, and may the Lord bless each of you.
Thank you, Sister Liska. Isn't it marvelous? We always think about the one that's isolated, that's way out in the middle of nowhere, like you are, and how you come in and get fired all up. But then here's Brother Post, who's surrounded by the Dawn family, yet he ends up with the same feeling that you have from our convention. Fired up and charged up again. Thank you.
Don and brethren, it certainly has been a blessing to be here. And I think that many of the echoes and testimonies highlighted the activities of these 3 days. I especially enjoyed the fellowship. I enjoyed the lessons that were brought to our attention, and I think that the lessons affected our spiritual lives in so many different ways. And I feel that when we leave here and go back to our homes, that we could take something with us. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to have had the privilege of knowing some of you for quite some time, had your fellowship, had your encouragement, and I want to assure you of my prayers on your behalf.
Thank you, Brother Walter. It's funny how you tie things together. You had your wonderful talk on prayer, and yet when I stood up here yesterday, why, I was given Mark 11:24 as my verse, and yet it's something that I've been thinking about so much. You have to believe it. You have to have faith in order for those prayers to come true. And yet, here I was hit with that verse when I stood up for testimony, and then you doubled it up again. And thank you. We appreciate your service. Someone else? We have about 3-4 minutes yet. If you haven't had a chance to give a testimony and send the love from your class, now's the time to do it. Did I see your hand up, Ken? Is that what I saw back here? Give her the microphone. You can sit down. You don't even need to stand up. Thank you. Clear in the other corner. Sure, go ahead.
Sister Marge Balkle from West Newton, and I want to thank our Heavenly Father for the wonderful privilege to be here. We've been out with our children in Seattle for a while, so we had some beautiful studies there and Sunday meetings and that. And when we got to the airport Friday, the children had to get off school early and so forth, and Byron had to get off work early, so we really thought we won't make it in time for the plane. Well, when we got there, we found Alaskan Airlines had been delayed. And who shows up but Sister Lori, Sister Bev, Sister Lowe's, and the Markeviches. So the hour that we were delayed, the hour and 15 minutes, whatever, it went so quickly because we just talked and talked and talked and reminiscing over things. And we thank Betty and Al for having us at their home and fellowship with Vivian and all the blessings and the strength that we received from the talk. And I couldn't help but thinking when Brother Furness mentioned about the Romanian disaster with the cyanide. And then I saw in the paper where it also had gone into the Tisza River, which flows down into where Mike's and I parents were born. And I think of, they already have so many hardships there because of lack of work and so forth. And I just hope, and he said the concern they had was would go into their well water, and that's a very big source of their water. So remember them in prayer, because lack of work, like they, someone mentioned in India what they get. Well, the dear brethren there that are retired get the equivalent of $10 a month, American money. And out of that you pay your electric, your water, your food, whatever. And if you need a blood work done, which would be agonizing in our country, you may wait 6 months for the results. So if you have something that really needs taken care of, your course in life may be finished. But what impressed us all is anybody's been to those countries or to India or Nigeria, whether is the comfort you get from the brethren. They encourage you. Even you cry inwardly at how little they have, but yet they encourage you to keep on the good fight of faith. And we long for that kingdom. I talked to my daughter today, and after the severe drought we've had in Pennsylvania, the Monongahela River is overflowing with floodwaters from West Virginia, clear through Pittsburgh and Ohio. And that's, we can't believe it, because we've been under mandatory rationing of water, whatever you call it, even until December. But we got a lot of snow and then heavy rains, and the mountains of West Virginia have just come down that way. And so she said in West Newton, our river, because it was so dry, it hasn't flooded. But they're looking for pretty much flooding in the city of Pittsburgh and so forth down the river. So we see that how we need the kingdom to end Earth's weary night. I think we can't imagine what the people in the world are going through. And they see no way out, but we know that kingdom will solve all their problems, all their tears. And if we are faithful and finish our courses, that kingdom will soon be established.
Thank you. I guess we who have been born and raised in the United States, until we leave the country and get to see some of the sights that some of you have seen recently, we just can't believe how the rest of the world lives. And we're so blessed. Dad? I didn't let you down. I brought it for you. Yes, right. Bruce?
I've appreciated being here at this convention so much. I've enjoyed the talks. I appreciated them and the fellowship. And so good seeing each one of you brethren. And I do love each of you. I also wanted to bring, it was told, and I don't want to get home without doing it, the love of Elfrida Croker. She's been in and out of the hospital. And she said, I talked to her just before I left, and she said you shouldn't bring her love. And also Pearl and Lyle Murray, they, just before I left, they asked me to bring their love. And our West Covina class wants me to bring their, our Wednesday class wants me to bring their love. And it has been wonderful being here, and thank you.
Any last one here? We got time for one more. Here's one.
My name is Nancy Brown. I'm from Los Angeles class, and the Los Angeles class would like to send their love. And so many of them would like to have been here, but they're not. And I don't remember the love being given here. And our Wednesday night class sent their special love. And to those who know Bob and Maxine Carnegie, they sent their special love. And Jackie and Ed Lamel sent their special love to everyone. And then there was Emmy Cole called and wanted her love given. And Ruth Rice and David wanted their love given. And I'm losing it. What's the other Cole? Oh, yeah, Russell and Vivian Cole called. And they wanted their special love given to. And I know all of you here know that Bob Cole died. And so Emmy's called several times, and we've visited back and forth. and she needs your prayers in her adjustment in life. And Kathy Chadwell called and wanted her love brought to you also. And I would just like to say I appreciate the hotel here. It's the first time I've been here. My room is perfect. The food was great. You know, what can you say when you're with the Lord's people? You know, no matter what happens, the results are, it's just unimportant, anything that really happened. It's just nice to be together. And what I hear when I come to the convention is just this, the Spirit of the Lord is being poured out. And maybe I have a little bit more advantage over a lot of people because I do get to listen to the talks over and over and over again. And the Spirit of the Lord is just poured out when we get together, just like it will be in the kingdom for the world of mankind. And we just sit here and drink it all in for 2 or 3 days, and there's nothing anywhere in this galaxy or the universe that can be as important as a weekend with the brethren. And that spirit that comes from our platform fills us with food that lasts and lasts and lasts. Unfortunately, we just want more and more and more. But it is such a treasure beyond anything we can really comprehend until you get among a bunch of people who haven't any idea what we're talking about. Then you see how full our cup is. And I just want to say that my opportunities for witnessing lately have been tremendous. And, well, and I just want to say that these things have presented themselves, and maybe it's because I've had a kind of a hard 3 years, and I'm just kind of full of a lot of the love that the Lord has given me and the overruling he's done for me. Maybe I just kind of pour it out myself upon these people. I don't know for sure. But the Lord has given me many opportunities to do some wonderful, wonderful witness work. And the LA class is developing a lot of witness work this last few months. And I really appreciate it and enjoy it, knowing that these people can hear just a bit of the truth. And so I remember all of you in my prayers constantly. There isn't a day or 6 hours goes by that I don't think of people around the world, because I'm exposed to so many names every day that I just think about different classes a lot every day and wonder how the brethren are doing there. I don't often write. I'm not very good at that. But I do think of everybody and remember them in my prayers. And I want to thank everybody for all the cards and letters that's been sent to me. And so many of them were sent to me after Burton passed away. And it was like almost a week later. And Jeffrey was there, Burton's grandson. And I was so shocked, I told him, I said, you know, these cards are all to me. You know, it didn't even dawn on me that just so many hundreds of cards came in that they were for me. I was thinking they were still for Burton. And so that just goes to install even more courage and strength in our brethren who build you up in our most holy faith. And I love them, and I can't live without them. And I ask an interest in your prayers as I faithfully pray for all of you.
I see Colby's up here, but is there one last quick one? That, if not, we'll turn the program back.
Thank you, Brother Don. I think for a volunteer, Brother Don did a great job leading the echoes. So we do appreciate your service. Well, finally, brethren, we try as we may, the convention has finally come to an end. And we've had a last opportunity to extend the convention, and we do appreciate your echoes and the opportunity for fellowship with us here in Sacramento. I forgot to thank the Sunday school teachers. Brother Byron mentioned Sunday school, and it occurred to me that we had a great service with our children. And we had several that participated in that program. So I do thank you for the effort and the service. As many of you know, this is a new location for us. We are getting used to it. They're getting used to us. And we were supposed to be back at the Beverly Garland this year. And it wasn't until November or December, early December last year, that we changed and came here. So this has been a very rushed event. And so we do appreciate your patience with the way things have gone, we expect that we will work with the hotel staff. And they've tried their best. They've really done their best. And we expect that we will work with them and make it a better convention next year. So we look forward to seeing you all next year and hope that the glow of this convention will keep you as you go in the narrow way and that you will influence others along the way. There's been several love brought to this convention, and I thought it might be a good thing that we send love of this convention back to all that you might come across in your travels and as you go back to your home ecclesia. So by show of hands, let's see how many wants to send their love back. That's unanimous. Thank you. And so we will close with the use of a hymn. I don't know what hymn yet. Is there a choice? What was that?
167.
Brother Ken, is that from the new hymn book or the old hymn book?
New and old is the same.
I'm just kidding. He is altogether lovely. 167.
Our most loving and caring Heavenly Father, we come humbly before Thee at the end of this convention to thank Thee for the many, many blessings that Thou has bestowed upon us and upon those that prepared the lessons for us. We thank Thee, dear Lord, for these lessons, and we continue to pray that the lessons that we received the last 3 days will find a place in our hearts and our minds and help each one of us as we try to follow in the footsteps of Thy Son. We ask, dear Lord, that Thou will be with each one as they leave here and return to their homes. We pray that if it be thy will, thou will be with each one and keep them safe and return them to the arms of their loved ones. We continue to thank thee, dear Lord, for this opportunity we have of meeting with these loved ones that are scattered throughout this land. We thank thee for this knowledge that thou has given each one of us, and we pray that thou help us to become more enthused to spread the glad tidings to all of those that we come in contact with and have a hearing ear. Again, dear Lord, we ask forgiveness where we have failed to do this and we have come up short in our walk. We realize that we need thy help, and we humbly ask for it. Again, dear Lord, we thank thee for everything, and we do it through thy Son, Jesus' most precious name. Amen.